Hundreds of dairy farmers around the country feel some relief this weekend after federal funds they had been awarded were unfrozen and payments are being promised. But there's still worry in rural communities that were part of President Trump's win, especially in critical states like Wisconsin, the dairy state. Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports.
President Trump's election victory over Democrat Kamala Harris in Wisconsin was by less than 1% of the statewide tally. But in the town of Freedom, southwest of Green Bay, the president picked up 70% of the community's 4,000 votes. Freedom is where Tammy Fritch owns what she and her daughter call Two Guernsey Girls Creamery. It's licensed as a micro dairy, only 13 cows and just a few employees. Fritch stands over a stainless steel vat about the size of a large bathtub and removes a plastic sheet covering blocks of white cheddar cheese. She takes a knife and starts a process called flipping the cheese. At the end, it'll be a cubed, often squeaky-to-eat snack called curds.
So we are making cheese curds today, so I have approximately 72 pounds of cheese in there.
Fritch says using the milk from her Guernsey cows, which is easier for some people to digest, she now wants to make and sell ice cream. Last year, she won just under $100,000 through a Dairy Business Innovation Grant. DBI, as it's known, was created under the Farm Bill Trump signed in 2018 during his first term. Like the grant requires, Fritch invested in her farm first. She bought equipment, taking out a bank loan to afford it. She started hiring a couple employees. Then, late last month, Fritch got the word that the U.S. Department of Agriculture halted the funding.
Plain and simple. I mean, these are not tax dollars that are wasted. We are growing to help our community. We're producing a great product here.
Friday, the USDA reversed course and okayed the DBI reimbursements. As much as $28.6 million will pay back 420 dairy processors and farmers across the nation. Wisconsin Republican House member Derek Van Orden says he commends Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins for, quote, her swift action to ensure DBI's continuation. Rebecca Sweeney of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says many grant recipients were on edge.
The last 2 weeks have been filled with tears and fear. The amount of stress that some of these farmers and processors have been under, knowing that funding was paused, was significant.
In tiny Vernon County, Wisconsin, which Trump won by 8 percentage points in November, it appears farmer Travis Forgs will receive the $92,000 DBI funding he was promised. He's already purchased a very large freezer to temporarily store some of the cheese he makes from the milk of about 300 sheep. But the Trump administration is still frozen about $55,000 Forgs says he was expecting to pay for solar panels under a federal program to boost renewable energy in rural areas.
We have the contract signed. Did I think that perhaps in the future these grants wouldn't be available? Absolutely, because that happens with different leaders in place. But did I, in the wildest dreams, think that they wouldn't honor their word as our federal government? Absolutely not.
Other Wisconsin farmers say they worry about additional funding freezes, tariffs against the U.S., or possible cuts in nutrition programs that provide farm income. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.